بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Last week we discussed that many of the kuffar in Makkah Mukarrama were getting cold feet. Example Umayyah bin Khalaf. Then when his friend had mentioned to him Sa'd radiallahu anhu what was to happen, he is going to be killed. He got very scared. His wife even told him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never speaks lies. Wallahi ma yakdhibu Muhammad. So he got very scared. Others also got scared. That is why Abu Lahab didn't want to go, and he bought his freedom from going into the battle of Badr. So in the side of the kuffar, they were getting cold feet. In the side of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mashwara, as we discussed. First time, the response from Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, we ready. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second time, Umar radiallahu anhu. Third time, Miqdad radiallahu anhu. And eventually Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but these are all muhajirin that are speaking. So then Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu stood up and he addressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps your worry and concern is the Ansar, because we pledged allegiance to help you in the city of Madina Munawwara, yet Badr is out of the city. And then he expressed his submission to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in any direction you go, even if you have to dive into the water, we will follow you. In any direction, whatever you do. Now this, the lesson for us, the great sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is making mashwara. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mashwara and khair came out from that mashwara. Now imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is that personality that receives direct revelation, yet making mashwara with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Many reasons for mashwara. One reason is obviously we want to get everyone's opinion. But sometimes why we make mashwara is because it's an opportunity to inspire others. One person's ikhlas will rub off on the rest of the group. We don't know who is that personality that will be driven. That's an embodiment of strength, of lillahiyat and ikhlas, and that will affect the rest of the group. So eventually what happens? Battle of Badr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent two spies. Basbas ibn Amr, not a Muslim, a Muslim rather Sahabi. Basbas ibn Amr and Adi ibn Abi Zaghba. These two Sahaba, Nabi Sam send them, go and see what's happening with the Kuffar and the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarrama. These two Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they are in Badr. When they come to Badr, they station themselves on a very high spot on the mountain, and they realize that there is a water source very close by. They pitched up tents, they went to the water well, and then they heard two girls arguing. One was owing the other money. So the creditor is telling the debtor, listen, enough, you owe me the money, it has to be paid. So the debtor is telling her that, listen, I will pay you your money in due course. Just give me few days. By tomorrow, the kuffar of Quraysh will be here. I'll make khidmah and serve them. They'll pay me. So these two sahaba saying, how these girls know what's happening? She says, okay, kuffar of Makkah are coming here. So when that information, they quickly rushed and they went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed on the message, this is what has happened. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, let's rush in that direction of Badr. It seems like that's going to be the meeting point, because that was the spot that the caravan of Abu Sufyan was to pass. That was the spot they had intelligence that the Muslims will be coming. Kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama say, we'll meet there. And then eventually, Abu Sufyan rushes to the spot. When he comes to Badr, he's ahead of the caravan. So to protect the caravan, he's ahead. And when he comes to this area, he meets the person, Adi ibn Amr. He was a kafir there, and he was the arbitrator actually. He was arbitrating between these two girls. So he asks him, anything strange happened? So he says, no. Nothing at all? You didn't notice anyone? No, nothing. Yes, there were two people. They were on the mountain pass. They were at the top. They came down. They came to the water hole and then they left. He said, okay, which was that area? So Abu Sufyan, intelligence, he goes through that area. He looks for the dropping of the animals. And then he goes into the dropping of the animals and he finds khajur pits in there. He says, this has to be the fodder or the feed of people that reside in Madina Munawwara. Only they have so much of khajur. So he says, listen, Sahaba were here. Quickly send a message to the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah. I'm sending the caravan on the coastal road. We're going to avoid this route of Badr. They must not come anywhere close. The caravan is passing away. We will pass the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Nabi Sam is coming to the spot here. Tell the kuffar, it's all safe. Go back home, it's okay. So that news reaches Abu Jahl while he's in Juhfa. That listen, everything is safe, it's fine, leave it, let's go back home. Abu Jahl says, no, we are out on a mission, we are here to finish them. We are going to Badr. Now remember, the kuffar, most of the chiefs, we already, as we said, cold feet, no man. Listen, there's no need for it now, it's all over, it's fine. Abu Jahl said, you coward. Another person said something, he said, you're scared. Another person said something, he said, like a lady. Now he intimidated and taunted all of them. They said, no, listen, we have to go. Abu Jahl says, we have to go, we have to go. Abu Jahl says, we're going to Badr. We're going to sing, celebrate, merry make for 3 days. Abu Jahl, what's the reason for this? Hatta tasma' bin al-Arab wa bi sayrina. فَلَا يَزَالُونَ يَحَابُونَنَا بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا He says, we'll come to Badr, we'll celebrate for 3 days, slaughter, merry make, sing, drink. Let all the Arabs know that who we are and what we stand for, none of them will stand up to us after that. Let's go. So the kuffar say, no, but Abu Jahl, there's no need. But he was intoxicated in his arrogance. But anyway, he had to go to his place of death also. But this is his display of arrogance, haughtiness. He says, no, we're going for it. Akhnas ibn Shariq, one of the leaders, he said, no, listen, let's go back home. He was very influential, came with the tribe of Banu Zahra, 100 strong people, very influential. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ نَجَّى أَمْوَالَكُمْ وَنَجَّى صَاحِبَكُمْ فَرْجِعُوا Listen to no one, don't succumb to this pressure, pack your bags and we're moving. So 100 people left. Abu Jahl continues and he comes to Badr. And he's merrymaking. Yes, they had an advantage because they reached before the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So when they came to Badr, they secured a very good position close to the water source, the water wells. So they were on an advantage. By the time Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Nabi Sam pitched up and reached, then that ground was already secured. Whatever was available, they had taken. Now shaitan came to play with the mind. On one side, kufar, haughtiness, display of haughtiness. We do things so people can hear. Allah protect us. See, if Allah has given us wealth and you want to buy even a Lamborghini, no problem, go buy it. But don't look down at the person who doesn't have it. You say, see, you're supposed to have worked hard. We worked hard, Allah blessed us, now check you. You were suffering, not doing business the right way. We told him. From school days, he's jolling around. Now, obviously, what you expect? Let it not be like that. Allah has blessed us whatever we have. That's Allah's favor. It's not our business acumen. And it's not who we are. And not who my father is. If Allah wants to close the tap anytime, He can close the tap. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. We avoid that haughtiness, that pride, etc. Never ever should it come into us. Never. Just the other day, I heard one of the fathers, he's telling his son, he said, hey, listen better, leave the posh. Come, let's go with the other car. He said, Papa, but the car is here. He said, no, we're not going to masjid with that car. Why everyone must see the car? Yeah, when we need to go on a long distance, we'll take the car. But look at the quality he's trying to instill within the children. Take the other car, bring the other car, it's okay, it's fine. Not like the other car was any cheaper. But he's just trying to inculcate something like, why have a brand and go? That's not for us. Why we have to show everyone what we own and what we drive? Eventually, Sahaba radiallahu anhum come, shaitan whispers in the ears. If you all were on truth, you all would have had the advantage. If you all believe in Allah and you all were on the haqq, you all would have had water. No water. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, tomorrow, tayammum wasn't even revealed. So we don't have water for wudu. How are we going to make tayammum? They don't even know tayammum. It's not yet revealed. So what do we do the next day? How do we remain pure and tahir? Hubab ibn al-Mundhir, his sahabi radiallahu anhu, he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at this display of respect. He comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulallah, with all due respect, see, araita hadha al-manzil, this position we have taken. A manzilun anzalakahu Allah amir ra'yu. Is this some position you just thought about and you said it's fine and it's okay and we settle? Or is this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it's a wahi and revelation, listen, it's a no-go zone, we don't even talk about it. But if this is your opinion and strategy, then I've got something to counter it. I've got something better to offer. So he says, Nabi Sam tells him, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no revelation, no wahi. It's not divine, it's not cast in stone. You can say whatever you need to. It's just something I feel it's appropriate that we stop here. He says, okay, if that's the case, this is my opinion. Let's move closer to the water. We give little bit of a scare to the kuffar. We start securing the water wells. And we leave nothing for the kuffar. Nabi Sam says, amazing, what a thought. Let's do that very slowly, strategically. We go closer to the water and we'll secure the waters. I mean, they're not at the water, they're close to the water. So we secure it and there's not going to be any battle very soon. So let's do that. Eventually, the kuffar could not even come for water. This is very good opinion. But that's the respect he comes across with. Utmost respect. So Nabi Sam said, very good. Eventually Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes and he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you know that opinion of Hubab? That's the good opinion, go by it. So even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with that and says, very good. And now again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is a personality receiving wahi and revelation, ready to take the opinion of everyone and anyone. Anyone came with an opinion, it's appreciated. Let it not be like we are closed. It's a closed shop here. In my house, you don't bring any opinions. In my shop or in my business, this is how it goes. It's my way or the highway. Let it not be like that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even tolerated, engaged, discussed, took opinions, and there was advantage. There was benefit in it. The night before Badr, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Ali radiallahu anhu, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, Zubair ibn al-Awwam radiallahu anhu, just check around what's happening in Badr the night before. So those Sahaba, they're walking around and they see they are two slaves. They catch those slaves, apprehend them, capture them. They bring them to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, listen, where's the kuffar? Okay, kuffar is here. How many are y'all? Angas. We don't know. He said, okay, don't know. But big number, very big number. What's the number? Don't know. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just finished the salah. So these sahaba interrogating, not getting information. Nabi Sam says, excuse me brothers, the kuffar are how many? Too many. Too many. He said, okay, too many. How many in number exactly? Yeah, I don't know how many exactly in number. Okay, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, now how do we get this answer out? How many camels do you slaughter a day for feeding the army? He said, okay, one day we slaughtered 9, one day was 10, but it's around 9 or 10. Nabi Sam said the kuffar are between 900 and 1000. Just that, he said, between 900 and 1000. He said, 10 camels, they left with 10,000, with 1000. 9 camels, well, 100 returned. And look at that wisdom of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, we got the answer, no need to hit them, no need to do anything. You got the information. He says, okay, who's amongst the kuffar? Like, which chiefs are there? And he gave top-notch names. He says, Fulan, he, Abu Jahal, Umayyah, big names he gave. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at this now. You know when big names come to us, we say, oh, marriage kya bhai, we finished. But look at how Nabi Sallam comes across. He says, hey, sahaba, hadhihi makkah qad alqat ilaykum alfadha kabidiha. Tomorrow is the opportunity. Kuffar have brought the entire liver to us. We cut the liver, no makkah left. That's all we need. We got the chiefs here. We've got the main, the cream of the crop. We sought them out. There's no one left to go and fight. So sahaba now
you know, they like, they're full of vigor and air. Now they say, Ya Rasulullah, I mean, what a positive way of looking at it. Like the future is sorted out, we just have to work on this one plane of a few chiefs. And eventually, Sahaba radiallahu anhu in full vigor and strength, enthusiasm, wanting to fight now. That night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed slumber on Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That sleep came upon him so strong. Anas radiallahu anhu says, we slept like babies. We had a good night. Tomorrow you're facing the enemy, by anyone's. Will be worried, disturbed, concerned, strategized. He said, we had a baby sleep, undisturbed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam whole night crying to Allah. Oh my Allah, if this band is killed, who's going to worship you? If this band of Sahaba are killed, what's going to happen? Whole night Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teared, he cried. But why Sahaba radiallahu anhum slept? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was preparing them, giving them rest for tomorrow. Number one. Number two, you don't have the iman of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kuffar in front, he'll smile. Sahaba, you don't have that iman. If you see the kuffar, you may just start shaking. Listen, to avoid the anxiety, you'll have a good sleep. So Allah, please sleep on them. The night started raining. When the rain came, then the kuffar were on a disadvantage because their ground became muddy. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, water came for wudu for the next day. Now they got water for wudu, making wudu, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this in Surah Al-Anfal. Now Sahaba are on a really advantage. Now they say, Allah sent rain for us, we are on an advantage. Now they spirited, they want to go out. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, eventually the kuffar, one of the spies had seen the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they went back. He said, listen Abu Jahl, let's pack up bags and go away. He says, no ways. We're not going anywhere. One of the other Sahaba radiallahu anhu, one of the other kuffar, he's also saying, no, listen, there's no need to fight. Let's go. So, Nabi says, Umayyah, he says, no, we're not fighting. We're going away. So, Abu Jahl says, no, we're going to fight these people. We're not going anywhere. We are going to fight. Then the spies are saying, see, Sahaba approximately 300 in number. They are 300 in number. If these 300, they kill only one of us before they die. Three of us, 300 of us will be killed. Are we ready for that? He said, no man. We're not ready for that. But Abu Jahl said, we are going to fight irrespective of the situation. We're going to fight. And eventually, but this was the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to give victory to Sahaba in an amazing way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make sure the kuffar get killed, so they had to be resolute. Remember, if they had cold feet and walked away, there wasn't an opportunity for Sahaba to kill them. So you have to be resolute to come, so you can get killed. In the night, Nabi Sam, we discussed it last week, I think so also. At night, Nabi Sam is walking around. He says, Sahaba, هذا مسرع فلان. See Abu Jahl, he's gonna die here. Nabi Sam walked. Umayyah is gonna die there. Rabi'ah, he'll die here. Nabi Sam took names and he ring those areas. And the next day after the battle, they say none of them even moved 1 inch or centimeter out of that spot. Wherever Nabi Sam pointed is where they were killed. Exactly there. And then Nabi Sam whole day is making dua, whole night making dua. So that is, you know, when the jamaats go out, then there's always one person who's on dua. The importance of making dua. Any situation we find ourselves in, then we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dua is key to any situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that tawfiq and that ability. And then one person was killed even before the battle of Badr. Aswad ibn Abd al-Asad. Aswad ibn Abd al-Asad was killed before the battle. What happened is he took a vow and he says that I'm going to kill the Muslims or they're going to kill me. What you going to do? He says I'm going to stop them from the water. They've got an advantage. I need to stop them. He threw himself into the thick of the Muslims. Hamza radiallahu anhu says, leave it to me. One person we need. Hamza. radiallahu anhu, Asadullah, the lion of Allah. He says, leave it to me. One personality, Hamza radiallahu anhu, when he saw this person, he lifted him and he killed him. Like, you know, one chicken bone, he just like sorted him out, like nothing. So now, that was already like, you know, Sahaba says, Alhamdulillah, look at this now, you know, we've got all the vigor, we've got the men, we've got the power. Now the battle of Badr takes place, and subhanallah, despite all of the strength, all of the abilities, numbers are less. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, no, I think so, we're going to let the cat out of the bag. Let's start the battle next week, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil karim.